You're listening to Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And Jen Hansecker, our producer, is joining me in the studio today as I unpack some background and just some of the elements that God really placed in my heart a number of years ago when I originally wrote the book, Guard Your Heart, with the subtitle, For Out of It Will Flow Your Life Story. And Jen, as you know, Barb and I then reissued the book to couples. But just recently, our publisher contacted us and said, do you want to put one of your books that that God gave you message for earlier in your ministry into an ebook format? And I said, yeah, Guard Your Heart, men's edition. Mm-hmm. So this is really the third book of that title. We still have the couples book out, but the men's book has been out of print for years, and I love this book.
So good.
Well, and Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life, is my life verse. It's really my message to men. It has been since the early 80s. And so when I had the opportunity to take this book and to put it into both ebook as well as a new print format, I thought, you know what, this is what I want to talk about. Because, Jen, I mean, I've got sons, son-in-laws, I've got grandsons, I work a lot with millennials, and I am deeply concerned about what is going on in the chest of men of the next generation. Many men who have grown up with a lot of technology, many men that have grown up without their dad, and many men who have not, I think, been exposed to some of this hardball, you know, 110 mile an hour straight over the plate about speaking into the chest of a man about where he's at risk. And what I know is I'm at risk in areas. Those areas change over aging stages. You know, my son-in-laws are at risk. My grandsons are at risk. And women are as well. But this book, Guard Your Heart, Men's Edition, is really helping a man understand how he can do a gut check to figure out where he's at risk and helping the woman that loves him understand her man.
Mm-hmm. That's where I come in. That is where this piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to talk about relationship pressures.
Yeah, big
which,
issue.
You know, for myself, I have a clear understanding of my relationship issues or pressures and issues. But for my husband, I don't think I understand from his perspective where his relationship pressures are, I add to them and make them worse, and how I can help him make them better. So that's where we're gonna camp out today.
Well, relationship pressures are one of the 8 different areas that I address in Guard Your Heart Men's Edition. And as you know, Barb and I are doing a lot of work with these heroic military marriages. And I just recently was with 8 amputees. So these were all men. Some lost one leg, some lost 2 legs, all, they said we've all been blown up, some from Afghanistan, some from Iraq. 7 of their wives were present. 1 wife had just divorced her husband, so clearly she wasn't there. But as I talked to these guys, they were all in crossfires. They were all caught off guard. They were all, you know, either they were hit by either RPG, you know, missiles, or they were hit by IEDs. But every one of them went out on patrol that day. They were vigilant, but they were caught off guard. And in an instant, their life was changed. And every guy listened to me, whether you served in the military, whether you're a policeman or a fireman or in special forces with the military, regardless, or if you're sitting behind a desk, every day you've got to be willing to be able to triage what's going on around you. Just like an ER doctor or a doctor on the battlefield triages the wounds, and they look at who is dead, who is dying, and who is wounded, and they evaluate what do I do and what do I do first and what's the sequence, because every one of us have relationship pressures. Now, here's the problem, John. For a man, when stuff gets hot at home, when the heat's turned up, when a guy's feeling like he's not stepping into the roles as a good husband or a good dad, or his wife's somehow letting him feel that or experience that, then a guy often will default to where he is successful, and many times that's in his job. And so guys will go to the out to the fields if they're a farmer, guys will go to the office, you know, guys will go to their military unit, will step into the role, put on the uniform, so to speak, and do those issues. But when we're in a crossfire and there's relationship pressure, guys, we have to step up to the plate and not abdicate our role.
That's so good.
Well, and I think the first thing we need to do is prioritize. And you know what we do? We realize that our first priority is in a relationship with Christ. So guys, when you're in a jam, when your back's up against the wall, when you're facing a decision, when you're in a tough place, this isn't the time to blame and project your stuff on your wife and everybody around you. It's a time to step in to the gap and say, all right, God, let's start with me. I surrender my will. Reveal to me your desire for me. How do I respond to this situation? How do I not let somebody else's behavior dictate my own? So we prioritize. We start with our wife. You know, second thing we do is we go to our kids. And you know what you do? You speak into your kids. I had one of these men who lost both legs, Jen, just recently. His wife, Jessica, who also works with military, said, Gary, when my husband was blown up, he was in the hospital, they saved his life, but I didn't know if he was going to live, so I didn't say anything to my kids. And I waited 3 or 4 days, and when I was assured that he was going to survive, I went to my kids and I said 3 things. Number one, you know something's going on. And they said, yes. What do you know? Number two, and what do you think you know? And then I filled in the gaps. And I said, you know what, Jessica? In fact, I called Barb during the break and I said, Barb, this is great teaching. So guys, when you're facing off an issue, you know what? You go to your wife, but then you go to your kids and you say, you know something's going on. You know that grandma's in the hospital. You know that I've been hanging around the house and not going to work because the guy lost his job. You know that mom and I are in a crisis. And that the marriage is experiencing some instability. You know that there has been a financial issue that has surfaced and we're having a tough time. You know that perhaps I'm not looking at the computer anymore and you heard some arguing the other night. And it may be because his wife walked in and saw a guy spending time with his mouse, clicking over a site that he shouldn't have been engaging. So what do you know? And what do you think you know? Because when we triage you guys and we tune into our kids with those types of filling in the blanks, you know what? That's good leadership. That's being a good husband and a good dad. You know, then you can go to your parents. You can go to your siblings. You can go to some friends. But, you know, guys, there is an order to things. And clearly, you start with Christ and you go to your spouse and be very cautious about going to other people outside your spouse before you go to her. Don't triangulate your kids. My therapy room was filled, all week long for years, for 20 some years, with people that would adultify their children when they're in a marital deal. So you've got a husband and a wife going through a separation or a divorce, and they've got the 10-year-old becoming adultified, becoming the little man of the family or the little woman of the family, because we have a mom or a dad spilling over into a child who isn't equipped morally or emotionally or cognitively or relationally in order to take all that stuff on and handle that. And then the kid becomes adultified, and then they hit 20 or 25, and you know what they do? They have a meltdown and become a child again, and we can't figure out what happened. Well, we need to look back at those stages of life where that child was cast into a role and help take them out of that role, help them stay the kid. So men, you know what you do? It's clear as a bell. You start with Christ. Then you go to your spouse. Then you go to your kids, then you go to your siblings, your friends, your parents, and bring other people in. And make sure that when you're going to other people, your wife's with you, it's confidential, she's agreeing with what you're saying, so you're never, when you're having relationship pressure, putting your spouse in a bad light or dishonoring her, and you can include her in many of those conversations. And wives, same thing for you. When you're seeing your husband in a tough situation, be very, very discerning not to go open up that issue to other gals or to your parents or to anybody else without freedom and blessing from your husband. You may think you're getting insight, but he may feel exposed, and that can be a risky thing.
That's great coaching.
Yep. This is all from a chapter addressing the issue of relationship pressures in our new book, Guard Your Heart, Men's Edition, and Barb will share with you how you can learn more.
That's just one of the topics that Gary's written about in Guard Your Heart, Men's Edition. Every man listening needs to get a copy of this book, or if you have a man in your life that you love, it'd make a great gift. Go to americasfamilycoaches.com where you can find this book on Kindle, iPad, and Android tablet. And for those of us that like the tactile feel, get it in print edition.